President-elect Trump is moving at a rapid pace to fill out his administration. Today, he officially tapped Florida Senator Marco Rubio for Secretary of State, as expected. President-elect also nominating former Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard for National Intelligence Director. Most surprising, perhaps, is Trump's choice for Attorney General. Embattled Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, legal analyst Laurie Levinson, calls the choice stunning.
I don't think that that's a nomination people would have expected at all. And that's in part because Gaetz doesn't really have the background to run the Justice Department. But more importantly, it's because Gaetz himself was under so many investigations for so long.
Gaetz was investigated by the House Ethics Committee for sex trafficking. He's denied all wrongdoing. He, like all appointments, still needs to be approved by the Senate.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.